Governor Terry McAuliffe presented the restoration of rights in April as a way for Virginia to move past the Jim Crow era, saying African Americans have been disproportionately affected by felons losing their rights. One in four African Americans in Virginia had been banned from voting because of the rights restriction laws. McAuliffe's office said only felons who had served their time and completed parole would be able to win back their civil rights, which include voting, serving on a jury, or running for public office. But the Washington Post reports an online database included some felons who were still in prison or had not completed their probation. Republican House Speaker William Howe responded to the report.
I'm frankly stunned at what we've learned. It's incredibly reckless. This exceeds even our worst fears about the governor's executive order. It's a bombshell report. It's very hard to overstate the importance of this story.
The state says errors that led to the restoration of rights for felons that weren't applicable have been corrected. Republicans sued the governor last month, arguing the rights of hundreds of thousands of felons can't legally be restored with such a sweeping order. They also expressed concerns McAuliffe's action simplifies the process for felons to gain back the right to own a gun. Ian Price, WFIR News.